Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding. Yes, I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning to lean. Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene and all that he asked us is a childlike trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to read. Every day I'm
learning
to read. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning to
lean.
Learning to
lean. Oh, you know I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Oh, you know I'm finding more. Good
morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His topic, Living Our Affirmation. It comes from Romans chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. Living Our Affirmation. Before we bring Brother Griffin on to do what we know will be a marvelous job, we have a single prayer request. Caller 3964, please state your request. Good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams. I would like to ask prayer for traveling grace for myself and Jayla and Kennedy. We will be traveling home today and asking for traveling grace to our destination as well, and continue to pray for Kennedy's overall health as well as my mom and my dad, and pray for my brother who has cancer that God will just continue to intervene in his situation, and pray for me for continued strength, guidance from the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. There is another caller, 6246. Please state your request.
Yes, great morning. This is Brother McFall. I'm just coming in with prayers for our elder, Jesse Thomas. He's getting better, but just asking for prayers that God continues to heal him and get him back on the journey to which he can come back to church on a regular basis, and whatever's ailing him, God is able to take away. And also just asking for prayers for myself, dealing with a situation that God also helps guide and leads me through those things, and that things will get better and I learn from those things as well. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my request, of course, today as in every day, that you continue praying for each other, pray for every single family represented on the call, that God will bless us all in the ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that God continue to guide them and bless them in such a way that they are able to continue blessing us Monday through Friday with these words of encouragement. Also, for traveling grace for everyone, all modes of transportation, that we just respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. I now give you Brother Ben Griffin, who will immediately close us out with a word of prayer following his words of encouragement. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Danielle and all those on the call this morning. Certainly, today is the day the Lord has made, and we must rejoice and be glad. And today, I want to say a word of encouragement about his living our affirmation. Affirmation as regard to a fixed belief, a certain stance that we are unchangeable, and we live because we believe with all our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. We affirm this. This is a legal term in one way, and that in the court of law, it's equivalent to swearing or affirming with all conviction that you believe this to be the case. Witnesses affirm that I would tell the truth and nothing but the truth so that we die. You heard this phrase used. But when we talk about living our affirmation as believers, it has regards to the gospel, alongside what Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, Jews first, then Gentiles. For in the gospel is the righteousness of God, which is given from faith to faith, for we must live by faith. And so we must have this affirmation. You know, as we talk about affirmation, and we talk about what Paul is mentioning, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You know, we must understand that God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. No man has a monopoly on truth. It is only as we see more of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that we will ever have anything to share with others. The primary reason for the existence of the church in the world today is to reach the greatest number of people in the best possible way with the claims and teachings of Jesus Christ. It must be constantly remembered that the message of the church is the answer to the basic needs of human life. We must be affirmed, we must be affixed in our belief, in our stance, in our position, that God will have all men to be saved. And the only way that God saves men today is through the gospel. So we cannot be ashamed of the mechanism, the method, or the avenue by which God saves people today. When we talk about this word, Paul mentions that, well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The word translated ashamed means disgrace or personally humiliated. A person ashamed in this way, it's like someone singled out for misplacing his or her confidence. He trusts in something, and that something let him down. word can refer to being dishonored because of forming the wrong alliances. So when Paul says that he is not ashamed of the gospel, he is saying his confidence in the gospel is not misplaced. There is no disgrace in declaring it. Paul had given his life to proclaiming the truth that Jesus himself had revealed himself to him. He explained to the Romans why he did not believe that he had wrongly identified with Jesus and why proclaiming Jesus' message was his life work. We must live our conviction. We must live our affirmation. Now, the application that Paul certainly lived his affirmation, application can extend to us as well. Just as Paul placed his confidence in the gospel of Christ, so can we. We can proclaim his bold with boldness, the truth that God has revealed in his word, with no fear that our confidence is misplaced. Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. We can rest in the knowledge that the Holy Spirit who inspired the writings of the scripture never changed. What was true 1,000 years ago is still true today. To live unshamed or to live out our affirmation of the gospel means we proclaim it, but also means that we apply it to our lives and show we believe it. Paul's life choices supported his message. He did not preach one thing and live another. We are ashamed of the gospel when we allow sin in our lives to go unchecked, when we indulge in worldliness and carnality, calling the vows and blatant disobedience of the word of God. We indicate that we lack confidence in our own lives. When we walk in the counsel of ungodly, standing in the path of sinners, the city of Jesus scornful, we are being ashamed of the gospel. We are not allowing its truth to penetrate our lives so that others see it unchanging, see its changing power. To live unashamed of the gospel means that we, like Paul, allow it to dominate our lives to the extent that everyone within our sphere of influence can see that we have been with Jesus. We find that this word ashamed or be not ashamed in these various forms about at least 7 or 8 times in the Bible. And briefly, I just want to share them with you. Romans chapter 10 and verse 11. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. 1 John 2:28, and now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Romans 5:5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given to us. And in Luke 13:10, he's talked about how that they who ridiculed Jesus after he spoke, they all walked away ashamed that they even said anything to Jesus. And in Psalm 31:1, in thee, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. So we find then that this idea of not being ashamed is throughout the Bible. But in 2 Timothy also, when Paul was had been incarcerated or been incarcerated, he tells Timothy, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as his prisoner. And so sometimes we are put in a position where we may be embarrassed, ashamed, or disgraced, personally humiliated. When it comes to the gospel of Christ, no matter what others may say regarding our faith, we must live our affirmation. We must be a fixed, a firm, steadfast, rooted, and grounded that we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And if we are going to see God, it's like he says, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No one's come to the Father but by him. We cannot be ashamed nor embarrassed of these truths. So let's live our affirmation that it's only through the gospel that we can and will and shall ever be saved in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Brother God, I'm so thankful for all that you are, all that you can ever be. We come on behalf of Brother McFarlane and those who missed their need to pray on the call, on behalf of Sister Kennedy and her challenges, also on behalf of the brother who's recovering from surgery, but also the request that made by Sister Danielle, the drivers and the truckers and all the motor vehicles, drivers that utilize our family, famous highways, and all those who are in the ministry supporting this telecast and supporting the Church of Christ throughout our brotherhood. We pray that they have strength, and especially mission in their need prayers, that they be not ashamed of the gospel. You may have been preaching the gospel 45, 50 years. The gospel is still as sacred and penetrating and powerful as it was 40 years ago. And as we're older, feebleness may grasp us physically, but spiritually, let us not ever be ashamed of the gospel and the power of the gospel. We pray for those on the call this morning that they have a great day, a super duper day. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen.